This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Lizzie and Dan, my very good friend has a frustrating habit of ordering a beverage, coffee or beer, when we are out to eat as a group. The problem is, he always seems to do it after the meal is clearly over. It's time for the check. And he will order a drink. And then everyone has to sit there while he sips it at a glacial pace. I think the reason he does it is that he works really hard at a stressful job and gets very few social meals. How can I politely address this? Or do I have to just sit and wait? Thank you for your input.
Okay, so I know Halloween's over. This is a scary nightmare for me. I'm ready for bed, too. My underlying antisocial tendencies and behaviors just start to charge to the surface in these moments where I just think to myself, can we all just go home and continue with our lives?
I don't want to be with people anymore.
This is really rude. It's bad behavior, first of all. I just want to commiserate.
It's annoying behavior. I wouldn't call it bad, but I would say annoying because it's not about being aware of the rest of the players.
Exactly. And there is a certain etiquette. I was thinking about our top 10 dining tips that says you pace your meal with other people, that if you're an incredibly fast eater, you don't just sit there tapping your fingers while other people finish their meals. You also make an effort to keep up if you're a slower eater. And this is a pacing problem. This is someone not recognizing the signals or the cues that the evening is over. But I also agree that from an etiquette perspective, it is difficult to address. It's hard to address someone else's bad behavior, particularly when it's rooted in, as I suspect it is in this instance, someone taking pleasure in your company and the experience that you're all sharing, not wanting it to end, wanting to hang on and hold on and live in this moment just a little longer.
And you even have sympathy for the person. They are actually looking at the situation and saying, this person works a lot. This is probably their only chance to do this. I mean, talk about having good etiquette awareness.
I do think that this is one of those situations where you set yourself up early as much and as best you can, that you talk about your desire to be home at a certain time, when you accept the invitation, when the meal begins, that you start to frame the ending of that meal in a way that lets you push a little harder when the check arrives. And I think it's difficult to actually point out the bad behavior.
I think so, too.
I think it's difficult to find the language that says, I'd really rather you didn't order that right now.
Right.
It's tough. I think that you set it up as early and often, and that you maybe even through a series of one or two occurrences of this, you start to escalate your response.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe you start to set up that end a little firmer, that it happens one time, you mention the next time, that last time I noticed we lingered past and I got home really late, I'm going to make an effort to be out the door at 9 o'clock, 9:30, whatever it is, that lets you opt for at some point asking to pay your share of the check and leave, which is extreme. But I think if you've set it up well, you can do it.
Because essentially you're telling someone that something they enjoy bothers you and infringes on your needs for the evening, when I think it's up to you to figure out how to make your needs work for the evening. And because there are solutions for that, that Dan has alluded to, I think we don't have to go towards your behavior in this moment is annoying. And I think the more you can avoid going there, the better. But I think you do have to set it up clearly in the beginning. Like, I would say something like, you know, I really love having dinner with you guys, but we just can't do it where we're coming home and it's 10 o'clock at night on a Thursday. If you guys want to stay longer, linger, have drinks, by all means, go for it. And I think that allows someone else to do what they're doing and allows you to control what you need in the situation. But you still get together and have a good time, and you're not telling them, in order to have a good time, I need you to change.
Say, we found ourselves getting home later and later. We've really got to be out the door. So let's plan on not doing drinks after the meal. Make the decision yours and one that you're making personally where you're not commenting on their behavior. Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.